This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A lot of local charitable groups rely on the services of volunteers, but with most of us being asked to stay healthy at home, the volunteer pool is draining. So joining us now is the president and CEO of Cincinnati Cares, a local organization that connects volunteers to organizations, Doug Bolton. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure to have you. Doug, for those who aren't familiar with Cincinnati Cares, maybe you can give a better pitch about what the organization is.
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit technology firm founded by a software entrepreneur, Craig Young, and his family 3 years ago to reverse the significant decline in volunteer rates that were being experienced in Cincinnati. Our founder had the great fortune of selling a couple of firms in the late 1990s, one to Apple, and that led him into a life of philanthropy and volunteerism. And there's lots of volunteer matching platforms out there that don't work. He was determined not to make those same mistakes. And so three years ago created CincinnatiCares.org. And it has successfully reversed the volunteer decline in Cincinnati, and other markets have seen this, and they've asked us to take the platform to them, Boston, Los Angeles, and all of our work was having record levels of volunteerism until February when COVID arrived. And as you said, that caused a lot of people to step back away from the volunteer experiences.
What do you think was causing the decline in volunteership around here?
So it's a number of things, everything from there's a lot of nonprofit organizations in this region, an explosion of them, actually. And so it is difficult sometimes for people to feel like, okay, I'm going to have a dramatic impact. The other thing was, as I mentioned, the technologies that existed in our community to try to match and connect volunteers were not working. And then you layer over top of that the whole change of generation. So, I'm quite a few years older than you are, Michael. My generation, we wake up committed to particular organizations. But your generation, many of your listeners' generation, they're so much more curious about different institutions. They have less trust in the big names. And so they come about volunteering in a much different way. And so the systems in place to try to help connect those volunteers just weren't there in Cincinnati. And then when you look at our peer groups, who we compare ourselves all the time to, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Columbus, there were systems in place. There were organizations in those communities 100% focused on the volunteer. And so that's what caused us to create Cincinnati Cares to essentially fix all of those things.
We're talking with Doug Bolton. He is the president and CEO of Cincinnati Cares. Doug, now we're being told to stay home, most of us who aren't at essential jobs. What does that do to the volunteer pool? And are there ways to refill it even though we're not supposed to leave?
Well, most people don't realize that 40% of the nonprofit sector's resource as a whole it is the volunteer. So, as I said, we were having record referrals in December and January, and a colleague of ours in mid-February said, something's up. People are still coming to our website looking for ways to connect, but they're not following through with the referrals. And obviously, the COVID scare was beginning at that time. And so, people, want to help. They want to help no less than what they did before. But it's obviously with now the stay-at-home orders, you can't do the things that you do. And clearly the nonprofit sector is hobbled, just like the for-profit sector, because workers can't get to work. And even worse, nonprofits don't have the resources to be able to set up remote work functions, alone for their workforce in many cases, and they certainly don't have the ability to connect with volunteers in a remote way. So we've actually pivoted quite a bit in the last 4 weeks to try to help our community's nonprofits be able to tell the story of, okay, here's how COVID is impacting me, here's here's my story, and hopefully get their story out using our website and our tools, but then also to be able to figure out ways, okay, how can I engage volunteers in a safe way? And so on our website, you if you are a volunteer, you can easily go there and find, you know, essentially COVID-19 friendly ways to help now in our community, where many nonprofits have already responded with, hey, I need you to help me write thank you notes to my staff to keep them motivated. I need you to write thank you notes to my clients to keep them motivated. And I need you to call my clients. Here's my list. There's even one nonprofit in our platform that is saying, okay, help me become virtual. I know that things may return to normal, but I need to get better at essentially being a virtual operation now. And so that organization is looking for, you know, someone to take what they've already done maybe for their workforce, their workplace, and help their nonprofit become much more amenable. And then there's also lots of ways, you know, families can cook meals and then safely deliver those meals to a drop-off point. And then those meals, for instance, like at Bethany House, but had to put all of its families in hotels, Bethany House has set up a way to essentially deliver those meals to those clients in a safe and socially distant manner. So, you know, more opportunities on our website than we ever would have imagined before that you can do in a virtual, online, remote, or socially distant safe way. But there, quite frankly, needs to be more nonprofits leaning into that to that process, because we don't know how long we're going to be ordered to be at home, and even the recovery may last a lot longer. The nonprofit sector is notorious for things happening and then the recovery taking a lot longer than it would be for the private sector. So we're going to be in this mindset for probably quite a while.
Our guest is Doug Bolton. He's the president and CEO of Cincinnati Cares. Doug, talk a bit about the process. So if somebody who just heard you say that one example of someone who might need some thank you notes sent to staff or to clients, and there's somebody who's thinking, okay, I'm at home, I have some time that I could maybe assist with that. What is the process by being matched with an organization like that?
Absolutely. So it's very easy. You just go to cincinnaticares.org. You'll see one of the first tabs on the top of the page is ways to help now. You click on that tab, and unlike many volunteer matching sites, you don't have to create an account. One of the things that is key to our technology is it's frictionless and mobile friendly, and so you can do this, you know, sitting at home and on your tablet. And essentially, you click that ways to help now, and you'll see a list of more than 35 ways for someone to do something, you know, literally from their couch. So hashtag VFH, volunteer from home. And you just scroll through the list and you see something that's interested. You essentially see a small description of the organization, the cause, you know, where they're located. You see a map, of course, so you can see, you know, mapping is not all that important now. It typically is because people like to volunteer where they live or where they work. But you scroll down through there, you click through it, you'll see a little bit more description of the opportunity, and then you click an I'm interested button. That sends a message to the nonprofit, and then the nonprofit and you, the volunteer, essentially figure out the details and get the instruction on how to do it. So we are a connector. We don't try to manage the process or get in the way, but the key to the website is essentially connecting you to the opportunities that exist in our community now, which are COVID-friendly, but obviously back in the future when we have 1,600 different ways for volunteers to engage in our community, hopefully you'll come back and use us when things are normal.
Doug, we've got just about a minute left, and I'm curious about, you mentioned that the recovery for these types of nonprofit organizations can take a little longer than the rest of the business sector. What is the trickle-down effect for, you know, say, a large group like ArtsWave, if they take a lot longer to recover? What's that trickle-down impact on, say, smaller arts organizations?
It's not just the smaller, but it's everyone. I mean, the loss of funding that has occurred in the last 60 days, 90 days, will occur in the next 120 days is significant. And so nonprofits are so dependent upon event fundraising, mission delivery revenue. So every organization is looking at operating on a budget that's probably 10 to 20 to sometimes 50% less than what they normally do. That has a trickle effect on the entire operation. So it's going to be 12 to 18 months before we are in any sort of recovery from this complete disaster on our system.
Doug Bolton is president and CEO of Cincinnati Cares. Find information at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab or go to CincinnatiCares.org. Doug, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Rader. And the technical director is Rick Andress. I'm Michael Monks.